Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Down East Graphics and Printing, proudly serving Down East area businesses and communities for more than 50 years. Visit them at downeastgraphics.com.
And this morning on City Scenes, always great to have Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce in the studio with us. And Charlie, there has been a proposal put forth for a dog park for the city of Ellsworth, and that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, you know, controversy. It's you never know what's going to be controversial in the city of Ellsworth. This one is, I've seen a little buzz on social media that people have been showing me on. Lots of likes, lots of comments, and, you know, I figured we'd talk about it a little more, and, you know, and we do have a big community event forum about this. As we often do. We propose something. There's a lot of people that like dog parks, or some that don't, and we really want a lot of community feedback on this. It's really important.
When is that forum scheduled for?
It's going to be April 30th between 5:30 and 7 p.m. at the Moore Community Center.
Okay. I've taken my dogs to dog parks before in the past, and I've always had a great experience there with my dogs, but I've also spoken with people who have not, and they say that that not everyone watches their dog carefully, and not everyone picks up after their dog. And I'm guessing that these are some of the concerns that might come to the table on April 30th at this forum.
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the kind of inspirations for this, too, by the way, I should note, is we have a new Parks and Rec department. Parks and Rec did a needs assessment, a surveys, and that one of the top things that people said they wanted that Ellsworth doesn't have is a dog park.
Oh, okay.
Also, the a middle school student who won an award for their speech talked about Ellsworth's needs for Parks and Rec and a dog park. And like, honestly, I teared up hearing his speech. Not about the dog park. You know, I have Redbone Coonhounds. I love them to death. I'm more of like running with my dog or going to those kind of like nature areas that allow dogs to be off leash. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the more kind of confined spaces with my dog is not as much for me, but also I'm also of the opinion, you know, cities have dog parks. This is a community asset that a lot of people really rely on, and if they're not in a dog park, they might be on DeMeyer Field. They might be in a nature area where they shouldn't be. So having kind of an enclosed space for people that really want to take their, I think, is important.
And it sounds like from what you're saying, what Mike was just talking about, it's not so much anything against dogs. It sounds like the issues may come up with people's accountability.
Yeah.
With their dogs and the behavior.
And how do you set up a dog park to really, you know, mitigate a lot of those things? How are you going to take care of it, you know, with our new department? You know, how do you prioritize it maybe over other things? I also think it's really important for people to know that there's a ton of grant funding for this type of thing. This isn't something the city's pursuing, you know, to put on the taxpayer. This is something the city's getting input on if they want. And then also, you know, if we want to move forward, ton of money out there available to sponsor it. So,
all right, more about the dog parks, and then we'll ask him like where this could be coming up in the next part of City Scene, brought to you by Down East Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Down East Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth for printing, binding, mailing services, beautiful postcards. They do so much. Learn more at downeastgraphics.com.
Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce in the studio with us this morning talking about the proposed dog park for the city of Ellsworth and a public forum coming up on April 30th beginning at 5:30. Charlie, where do you think the dog park in Ellsworth would be positioned?
You know, it's over kind of near the school area off that light. The city owns a parcel outright that this could be placed in. So being on a light is, you know, helpful, and we really feel like it's kind of the appropriate size place for it. But there's a few other options we're considering as well. That's one of the things that'll be discussed. I should also note, if you Google Ellsworth Main Dog Park, we also have a community survey that we're doing. In addition, you can't make the workshop, but you want to make your thoughts known. Please fill that out. It's up until May 30th. And I should also note, like, this is a long time horizon here. There's not going to be a yes or no and a dog park.
It's not going to happen tomorrow.
No. I think that oftentimes kind of happens with some things the city is interested in. We really value community engagement. We don't do anything without a lot of that. So
I'm not sure if this is even possible, but I would feel more comfortable taking my dog to a dog park if there were cameras, or at least a camera that could monitor because if something does go wrong, you want to be able to, you know, have that. If a person gets bitten, and that's happened at dog parks before, if your dog attacks another dog, you know, there needs to be some accountability
there. You know, absolutely. I love that thought. I'll mention that to Roddy, our Parks and Rec director. And you just never know how dog interaction is going to go, and how do you, you know, plan for that? Then again, a lot of cities have dog parks. That's a big kind of community asset. So how do we set it up in the right way? And I know the initial designs that Roddy's been working on with our team, you know, really, I think, could help in that too.
There's probably going to be a lot of people attending this.
Yeah, April 30th from 5:30 to 7 at the Moore Community Center.
All right, Charlie Pierce, Ellsworth City Manager. Always great to have you in studio with us, Charlie. And we look forward to the next visit and the next edition of City Scene.
Awesome, thanks.
It's all brought to you by Down East Graphics and Printing on the Washington Junction Road in Ellsworth.